home run, opposite field bomb as the Volunteers strike back and find a way tonight to get the W. And if my math is correct, which, let's face it, it's unlikely, Tennessee leads the series on aggregate bear 31 to 5. Does that sound about right?
Is that what the total score is now?
It was, we got a brouhaha in the NBA game right now.
What channel is that on?
TNT.
TNT.
We got a brouhaha. A brouhaha.
It's getting chippy?
A little chippy. Courtney Lee got taken out on the sideline. Anyway, Drew Gilbert. And Bear, this pitcher for Mississippi State, Johnson, I guess was the dude's name. Hey, credit where credit's due. He's dealing for the better part of 7 innings tonight. He had us shut down. He had us figured out. We couldn't do much with him. But he made one fatal flaw, Bear. One fatal mistake. He's running that mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say he just hung that slider up about waist high at Drew Gilbert.
Well, that too.
Running his mouth.
He's popping off, man. He's talking, and he's telling Ortega to get back in the box, and he's talking to Lipscomb, and he's in a groove, and he wants to go, and he's impatient, and he's running the show and wants us to know what a big bad dude he is after his team got beat 27-2. And he's popping off, but you know what they say, Bear, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And I don't know exactly what Drew Gilbert said as he was rounding third base after the home run, but I'm pretty sure good luck, or I don't know, uck seems to be a key syllable in whatever he uttered towards him.
I couldn't make it out. I'm usually pretty good at reading lips. Possibly get ucked, you know. I'll have to, as Derek do, say go back and look at the film.
I mean a couple things. Like, first of all, you should never run your mouth to this team. I mean, the only team that didn't run their mouth all year long for his whole series was Kentucky, and they're the only team to beat Tennessee in a 3-game series. Everybody else has tried it. Everybody else has failed. Everybody wants to step to the balls. Nobody can pull it off. That, and I can't believe, I mean, I know the guy's dealing. He threw 113 pitches, and his last one went about 2 feet past the fence. I can't believe they left him in there after, I mean, he's starting to get lit up a bit, man. And I can't believe they let him face Gilbert.
We put them in such a bind last night. I mean, we used up, how many pitchers did they go through? Like 6?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what they had. I mean, they did have 2 guys in the bullpen. I don't know how good they were, but they had 2 guys.
Yeah, but they were going to ride that guy tonight as long as they could. And it was still really close, and he had pretty much kind of had his way with us for most of the game. But he ran out of gas. But I think more than anything that affected that was, you know, we got into their bullpen last night and ran wild. So I'm surprised more teams, because that was one thing I was worried about, Russ, after that Kentucky series, was that I wondered if more teams were going to try and just not give us reaction.
You would think.
And not gas us up. So
that was, if I'm an opposing manager in this league, I say, listen, don't talk to him. Just don't talk to him. Just mind your business, grind. You take care of you. You talk to these guys. I mean, we have an entire season of evidence right now. It does not go well.
Oh yeah. Like, it reminded me, I saw an interview with this guy. I cannot remember the basketball player's name, but he was talking about Kevin Garnett and how he gets in people, used to get in people's heads and talk shit and all that. And he said the first time Garnett started in on him, he told him he didn't speak no English. And Garnett never, he said it's hysterical. Garnett never spoke to him again in a game because he didn't think the guy could understand him. But it's kind of like that. And if you just, like, Kentucky's got the blueprint to really, because, I mean, we just, Tennessee feeds off that, man. They get gassed up and then they just get nutso. But, I mean, damn, hats off to the guy. He threw what, like 116?
Yep.
He's a big old kid. So who's that moves on their team? Like Mississippi State's dollar store version of Jordan Beck. I didn't catch his name.
I don't know. They're not very good.
They've got, yeah. I mean, other than this guy, their pitching's last night was horrendous. So I was glad to see us on a night where, you know, we went a pretty good long time with just one run on the scoreboard. I did like seeing us, you know, especially after they took that 2-run lead and then we answered the bell. So.
All right. If anyone wants to talk about it, go ahead and request now. We're going to bang through these. We're not staying on too late here. This is not going to be a full on 2 or 3 hour thing. No more than an hour, Bear. And if we get done in 30 or 45 minutes, all the better, I say.
Me too. I've got a pizza, man.
You got a pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Where from?
Believe it or not, Wings Express.
What the hell's Wings Express?
You don't remember the Wings Express that used to be on the Strip?
No.
Like way back in the day, dude.
I've slept since then.
It was this wing place on the Strip. The same guy ended up over here down near my house, and it's just kind of different. It's a different kind of pizza. I'll bring you one sometime.
You're not selling me. Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Real thin crust, though. I'm talking like thin.
We made some break and bakes over here. Got a belly full of cookies and milk.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get some random guy in here to lead us off.
All right.
Connecting. Some random guy. Turn your mic on. There he is.
What's up, gentlemen? Dude? How are you?
Hey, doing well. I'm How are you, sir?
Doing well. So I guess at this point, you know, to take a line from Major League, I guess the only thing left to do at this point is just win the whole fucking thing, right?
Well, we got to win the conference tournament first.
No, we don't. We don't have to win it. It would be nice.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I mean, this is definitely one of those things we talked about at basketball season. Like, if you're not going to win the whole thing next weekend, honest to God, I think you're better off just
doing what Mississippi State did last year, just get bounced right away.
Yeah, go home, rest your arms, get everybody healthy.
And that's, yeah, because I mean, you know,
especially your pitchers.
Well, and I mean, I know we want to make it short tonight on Friday night and get it in under an hour. So I'll just say we've been saying feels like 98 for a while. I guess it feels like 99 now if we're going to be the next number one to win it all, because it hadn't happened since 99. So why not us and why not now?
That's the spirit. Embrace it. Don't worry about history. I want to win every game we play. I want to win. When was our last loss? Did we lose last? Who did we play last weekend? I can't even remember. Georgia?
Georgia.
Yeah, we lost one. We lost one.
I want that to be our last loss of the season.
I'll take 7 losses. That'll be good. We can take that. All right, guys. Peace out. Have a good one.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I mean, where I finally got to is like worrying about being the number one overall seed.
Fuck it, man. What are you going to do? Worry about like how good you are?
Yeah.
Lose games on purpose? Let's go win.
I mean, but, you know, talking about feels like 98, like I fully expect every night, like usually, you know, we've talked or we've done a show on a Friday or a Thursday. Like every time I sit down and watch these guys wrestle, I expect us to win the game. I don't care who we're playing. We're the best team in college baseball, and I'd, you know, I mean, I worried a little bit tonight, but
yeah, me too. They had me worried.
Yeah, I mean, that kid threw a hell of a game for them. So that's a big mistake to run his mouth. But
shut your pie hole, young man. Shut your pie hole.
Talking. Well, I'd love to have a list of the crazy shit that between the coaches and our team says. Just a list of things that we could read off and giggle about.
I want to know what Gilbert said so badly.
He's a maniac, dude. I mean, just complete loon. I love him. So,
oh man,
did you read that big article on him in the paper last week about when he was a kid?
Yeah, he had all that mystery stomach ailment. They never even figured out what it was.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Well, how about Honcho? I mean, like, still struggling up there. He was about to take an 0-for. I think he was 0-for-3, 0-for-4, whatever, at the end of the game, and just battled and muscled through that single and kept the inning alive and gave Gilbert a chance.
Yeah. He also, I think he beat out that throw, but there just weren't there weren't enough camera angles. And the camera that they did have, there was just no definition to it, so they really couldn't see. Baseball instant review to me is the most painful. Because I can't think of any time they've changed the call. I guess they probably have this year.
Yeah, it happens every now and then.
So
that one tonight was weird because I don't know if it's just the streaming, like maybe if they had a better feed somewhere, but every time they slowed it down, it just got all blurry and I couldn't tell. Sometimes they can really zero it in and you could just get a really clear spot. It's like, oh yeah, he beat it or he didn't. And I just could not tell.
No, I think it's probably just because it's a lot poor quality on the stream just to save. I mean, it's compressed to hell and back. It probably has a bunch of stuff taken out just to compress it to stream it. But you're definitely not getting super high definition on that cameras like you would on ESPN.
Joshy boy, what's up? Joshy boy, you there?
He's spinning.
Oh, he's got the wheel of death.
Yeah. So you can hear his request back in, Joshy boy.
All are back.
He's got a good motor, man. I like the kid.
Try Rusty. Rusticles.
See if Rusty will behave himself this evening. What you got, Rusty?
We can hear him listening to the basketball game.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, so I will totally behave myself, except when I tell you what Gilly said, right before touching home plate, because I have to quote him, and I would never use foul language except in a quoting scenario. Sure. He said, "Run your mouth now, motherfucker."
I love it. Like it, yeah. That's one of my favorite words to use.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Run your mouth now, motherfucker. Is that what he said?
Run your mouth now, motherfucker. Talking to he said it directly to Fat Boy Johnson.
And he couldn't, he knew he was got. He knew he got got. He couldn't do anything except hang his head. Tell that Mississippi State manager for leaving him in there, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Guy's throwing 116 pitches. He's going to let him face Gilly Goober.
The best offensive team in college baseball.
Guy who lives for those moments.
Right. Let me be critical.
Just go out and kick Johnson in the – kick Johnson right in the nuts. It would have been less painful for him.
Right. Let me be critical for a second, though. Again, we're incredibly talented. It's stupid. When you got guys like DeLucci on SEC Network saying things like, unequivocally the best team he's ever seen play baseball. They may not win the national championship, but never seen a roster assembled like this, pitching and just dominating in every category. But I don't love having runners on second and third with no outs, Burns pretty far into his pitching out and pitching to the left-handed batter with first base open. After they stole second, why not put the lefty on first and put the force out at every base in a tie ball game?
Yeah. I mean, I think at that point, the batter, I think, was 0 for 2 or 0 for 3. And Burns, like, it was weird, man. I mean, the bottom just fell out. It escalated in a hurry. He was cruising.
Right.
Going into that inning. And
that's kind of his MO, though, isn't it?
He does it a while occasionally.
That's why I'm all quickly.
Oh, yeah. Chase makes me nervous sometimes, man.
But
you look on the TV and look at him and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. But Titty come in. I mean, the guy that we could have walked was on second with nobody on, with everybody else was home after he hit the, ball. Had we just walked him and brought Titty in, it was three straight strikeouts and not a run scores.
Yeah,
I never get when you got that base open and you can put a force out at the plate.
I mean, at this point, we've got what? 7 losses?
Oh, hey, like we overcome what I think was probably a bad coaching decision because, you know, we got a bunch of studs.
I mean, that whole scenario, I'm more concerned. I have been all year with, and it seems to happen a lot with Burns in there. Love the kid.
Still on bases.
Oh, yeah. You can pretty much. I think my old ass could steal second on him. He'd never know I was gone. Like, walk. So
yeah, he just picked somebody off today.
He did. He's got a great pickoff move, which that makes it even stranger that he gets run on like he does.
Yeah. Part of it is I think he's way too predictable. He needs to adjust some of his.
Yeah, well, you know he's going to. You know, yeah. that's a maturity thing that he'll be. He won't get run on.
Sure.
Next year. Anyway, fellas, love tonight. Loved giving them a little bit of hope, and then you know, just ripping their hearts out.
Oh yeah.
All right, y'all. Take care.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
See you, man.
Oh, he was very well behaved today, Bear. Don't you think?
Yes. Yes, he was.
What do you get all pissed off about last time? I can't even remember.
I think it was – I know what it was. I'll text you.
You don't want to put it out there again?
No. Me and you have talked about it, so.
Oh, man.
Like, you would know exactly what it was as soon as I said it.
And so he was going in on a state run type or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We don't get in the gutter. That's not our style.
Not me and you. Family show, wholesome entertainment.
The high road, that's where we live.
Exactly. They go low, we go high.
Actually, we go lower, and then it usually ends with somebody's feelings are hurt, and it's not good. But anyway.
I don't know why people don't understand that. I mean, I've been up front with people, mainly some of the other guys at the station. I'm like, what'd you expect? You went after Russell. He doesn't care.
What's up, guys?
Joshy boy, what's up?
There he is.
Well, after that tonight, guys, Vols took the series and going for the sweep tomorrow. I'm pumped up.
You're polishing your broom up, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Polish a broom?
Yeah. Give the handle a good rub down. Get it ready. Make sure your bristles are ready to go and sweep this.
Fan run out of context. Fan run out of context.
Big Mississippi cow patty up and off our porch.
That was a really good win tonight. I got a few points to make. My first point I'm going to get into. Seth is a good leadoff hitter, but what do you guys think about possibly Drew Gilbert being maybe a leadoff hitter for the Vols?
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Sold. Stevenson's actually having a real – he's like one of our most highest batting average guys, isn't he? He's hitting 350.
Who's that?
Seth Stevenson.
Yeah.
350.
Yeah, who would you, I guess, like right now, him and what, Lipscomb? Lipschitz?
I mean, I don't think we're going to juggle the lineup at this point.
No.
Yeah.
Boy. But I like the thought. I really do.
Yeah, they could have done it like midway through the season because I think he gives Tennessee a good spark and
yeah,
that wouldn't have been a bad idea.
Our emotional leader, just get up there. Kind of like Brady Anderson in the leadoff spot for the Orioles back in the day. Remember, he was all roided up and would go up there and hit, he had like 40 home runs 1 year hitting leadoff.
And my second point I want to make, guys, what do you guys think about the closer position going on through the season, like SEC tournament play and the NCAA tournament? Do you think that's up for grabs, or what do you think?
I think, honestly, Redmond Walsh is, I think, the number one coming out of the bullpen. I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. I mean,
yeah.
How many innings are we talking about? If we're talking about three outs, it'd be really hard not to go with Joyce.
Well, like today, I mean, you've got a one-run lead, and Tidwell's in there, and he's been in there for two. He pitched three innings and gave up no hits. 30 or 42 pitches, no hits tonight. So, I mean, you just kind of ride them. I'm with Bear. I think, like, on paper, if we're, you know, who's the closer? It's Redmond Walsh. But at this point, it's every game is different, and you just go with whatever the game dictates. And, like, today, it's just titties dealing. Leave him in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he earned himself some money in the ninth.
But, and it's like what Rusty was talking about with Burns. I mean, I don't have a problem leaving him in there. I mean, we can have the conversation whether or not he should have walked, the guy there. But I think, you know, he gives up two hits, and it's like, okay, he's still doing well. Like, I don't see yanking him at that point. But obviously, he was done, and nobody knew it.
Yeah, which was weird. You know, like you said, he'd only given up two hits. He was really low on his pitch count for how late in the game it was. And that's what I'm saying. That's the one thing about Chase Burns that makes me nervous. Like, it'll come out of nowhere. Like you said, he's cruising. Everything's going great. Next thing you know, first and third, nobody out. And it's like all of a sudden, holy crap, we're in trouble.
Well, he only threw 80 pitches tonight.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're running him ragged out there. He should still have plenty left in the tank.
Guys, assuming we do get back to Omaha this season, what would your like high expectations be for them to win a game or two in Omaha? Because that's what mine is for sure after they went 0-2 last year.
I think here's my deal on it. I think making it back to Omaha is harder than if we get there winning it all. Like, if we make it back to Omaha, I expect us to win the World Series. We're the best team in college baseball. It's not even close. If we go out and play how we're to the level we're capable of playing, I expect us to win the whole damn thing.
I can't. I mean, I don't go there. I would think that they would do better than they did last year. You know, last year there was very much a crash in the party type vibe there. And yeah, it was disappointing to be 2-done. But at the end of the day, I think everybody was just happy to be there. This year is a little bit different. Like you said, I mean, they've been number one for so long. You go in there expecting, I just don't. It's like basketball, man. I don't think even the best team, I don't even remember who was the best team, Gonzaga or whatever, this year in basketball. You don't go in. They would probably tell you, the team and the coaches are expecting to win the tournament and win a national championship. But just as an observer, it's like, you never know what's going to happen, man. There's injuries. It's all about matchups. What are the pitching rotations going to be? So, I mean, hell, no. I don't know. You get there. I think that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so hard to even get there, but I like our chances, man. If we get there.
Yeah, guys, great series win. Let's go for the sweep tomorrow. Go Vols.
Thank you, Joshy boy. Appreciate you.
Man, things are going really good right now for Tennessee, I feel like.
It's going well for the Dallas Mavs, man. They're about to have 70 in the first half at Golden State.
Well, I changed channels to something. I didn't understand. Trey sent me one of those change the channel texts, and I've switched, and I can't figure out why he wanted me to change the channel. I'll have to go back to the basketball game now. Steph Curry's on fire. So
why did you get him to change the channel, Trey?
I think I told him to, because I've been out. I think I told him to turn it on FS1 for the end of the truck race.
Oh.
Well, no, I don't think it was during the game or anything. I mean, I got back. I had to go do something for a while with a family member that was here in town, and I get back home and, you know, catching the I guess probably the sixth inning on. That was just, you know, the way that Tennessee pitches, and I was following it through the stats broadcast that they do, the university sends out, and it's just they're so dominating when it comes to pitching, and being able to have somebody like Blade come in, you know, during his time, and then be able to dominate and throw such high velocity pitches as well. I mean, he was hitting 98 on the gun, if I'm not mistaken, there in the ninth, and this team is just. And we've been texting back and forth about this a lot. They're just so dangerous, and watching them so much this season, it's very interesting that they can beat you in so many different ways, and you don't see that a lot in baseball right now with teams out there. Maybe Oregon State, a few others, but I mean, look, Mississippi State, they were clinging to this tonight. They needed these wins, and for Tennessee to come there in the eighth inning and do what they do with two outs on the board. I mean, my goodness. And it just shows you that ice water in these kids' veins, they don't get rattled. And I think that's what, you know, tonight proved, because when you look around the league, you're seeing teams that are kind of falling apart. I mean, look at Georgia. They are falling apart ever since, you know, the Tennessee series. They dropped two in a row now to Missouri. You know, Vanderbilt, they just lost the series to LSU. They got beat up last night, beat up tonight again. You know, Kentucky has been, you know, they split with Auburn. Tennessee, just to me, they play with this just reckless aggression towards their opponents, and it doesn't matter what situation they get put in. I just credit a lot of it, Bear and Russ, to what Frank has done with the pitching staff, how Elanders handled, you know, his decision-making when he had to come in and take over for Tony when he was suspended. And then you look at it overall as just the team and what they've done. And we were texting back and forth, you know, wondering, you know, is Blade going to come out, you know, for the ninth? But it just seems like they have everything in order, and they're doing it at the right darn time, man. Because, you know, finish off things tomorrow in Starkville. And then you just, you know, you got 5 days off before you play your first game at Hoover. Just a very experienced team this year. And I think, you know, I guess the last thing I'll say about that is, look at Mississippi State. This is the team that won the national championship last year. And now they're not even going to the SEC tournament. So college baseball is just so fickle, man. It'll hurt you 1 minute. It'll love you the next minute. And it's just, you know, Tennessee has to take advantage now of what they've got in front of them.
You guys like these Caesars commercials with Patton Oswalt?
Yeah.
Is it Patton Oswalt? Is that
Bogues? And who's the big
guy?
Is it
Is that Sally?
No, he's been in all those movies with Jason Bateman, and he's been in those horrible.
Well, J.B. Smoove is on some of those.
Yeah.
There's a different guy that's on this one. What's it? What's the character? What's his character on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
What is he? His right hand. It's Larry David's right hand man or whatever. Yeah.
Get up in that ass, Larry. Get up in that ass.
I don't know, man. This team, they should, you know.
How about Luca? They got Luca out there, Bear. He looks like damn Tyrion after the Battle of the Blackwater, where he had his face split open.
Oh, does it look worse tonight?
Oh, it looks much better tonight, which is disappointing.
Did y'all see that picture of him floating out there the other day where he was out grabbing beers and stuff the day of the game? And then he goes out there and drops, I think, 30 that night.
Well, I mean, have you seen the story I think Steve Kerr tells about going out with Tony Kukoc before a game in Chicago back in the day? And he said, like, you know, he was all taking care of his body and everything, just very careful about his nutrition. And I'm in the NBA. He says Kukoc invites him out one day, like before the game. And he's like going to an Italian restaurant. And he said he drinks like two bottles of wine. They got a game that night. He's like drinking two bottles of wine, eating a big plate of spaghetti. And Kerr's just like, dude, what the hell are you doing? And Kukoc is like, in Europe, this is what we do. We eat one big meal, take one big shit, and go play the game.
It's like the video that came out, what was it, last night, of John Daly at the inside the casino at the slots at 1:30 in the morning when he's got a tee off in like 7 hours.
He's got his bag with him, two boxes of Marlboro Reds.
Lung darts. Absolute lung darts. After I already read a damn report that the guy had smoked more than literally, they counted smoked 21 cigarettes during his round.
And I think, what was it, 6 Diet Cokes and
like 9. No water. Yeah.
Oh, and it was 6 bags of M&Ms.
Oh, that's what I couldn't remember, Russ. Yeah, 6 bags of peanut M&Ms.
Jesus.
He's got to stay fueled up, man. He's getting his protein, he's getting a little caffeine. And he's getting the smoke on.
It's like, did you ever see that Hunter S. Thompson regimen? He was on towards the end of his day. See if I can pull that up and go through that here.
I've had some friends that have come pretty close over the years to being on that kind of diet.
Yeah, so, some friends, huh?
I didn't get that far out there, bro. I'll admit to a lot of stuff. I've got no shame. No shame in my game. I counsel people not to do some of the stupid shit I did.
Hey, what y'all's and this is just, I'm going to kind of throw this out there. I think I know the answer pretty much, but expectations for SEC tournament next week? I mean,
win it.
Yeah.
Don't win it. Send us home early so we can rest up for the region.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, what is in y'all's opinion, what is, if you're not going to win it, you know, you're going home Friday, resting up your arms, getting ready for the regional.
I don't want to use up all our damn arms and, you know, come up short, but I don't know. It's the same, you know, discussion that we had on the show at the end of basketball season. And, you know, but I for the basketball tournament, but you got one game in, we won that first game in that deal. And it was like, figured out, yeah, we can win this whole thing. Let's win it. So,
all right, there's a lot of teams that can get
daily high. Routine, according to Tommy. Are you out on the deck right now?
Yes, sir. I'm out here in the shop listening to y'all.
Oh,
we can hear the crickets.
It sounds like a beautiful evening. Tommy, check this out. This was Gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson's daily routine, according to biographer E. Jean Carroll. Hunter would wake up at 3 p.m. rise at 3:05, have Chivas Regal with the morning papers, and smoke Dunhills. At 3:45, he would do cocaine. 3:50, another glass of Chivas, another Dunhill. 4:05, first cup of coffee, Dunhill. 4:15, cocaine. 4:16, orange juice, Dunhill. 4:30, cocaine. 4:54, cocaine. 5:05, cocaine. 5:11, coffee, Dunhill's, 5:30, more ice in the Shivas, 5:45, cocaine, 6 o'clock, a little grass to take the edge off, 7:05, Woody Creek Tavern for lunch, Heineken, 2 margaritas, coleslaw, a taco salad, a double order of fried onion rings, carrot cake, ice cream, a bean fritter, Dunhill's, another Heineken, cocaine, and for the ride home, a snow cone. 9 o'clock,
dude, like
snorting cocaine seriously. 10 p.m. drops acid. 11 p.m. chartreuse, cocaine, grass. 11:30 cocaine. 12 p.m. midnight. Hunter S. Thompson is ready to write. He writes from 12:05 to 6 a.m. At which point, more chartreuse, cocaine, grass, Shivas, coffee, Heineken, clove cigarettes, grapefruit, Dunhill's, orange juice, gin. All while watching continuous pornographic movies. 6 p.m. in the hot tub, Dove bars, fettuccine Alfredo, and then 8 p.m. goes back to sleep.
8 p.m. at night?
Yeah, well, that's 8 a.m.
That's a 2-day bender?
No, that was a normal daily routine, dude.
That sounds like a
fella
I want to hang out with.
I don't know, man. I can't imagine being around somebody, you know, gacked out of their mind on blow and then just tripping balls.
I mean, that's how you
a bad
mix. A normal Saturday afternoon for you and Justin Hanna, right, Tommy?
Yeah, how the hell you damn take that much nose candy and damn smoke you a damn joint? I mean, how in the hell? And Alfredo,
trying to
really
balance everything out, man.
That much cocaine a damn joint ain't gonna balance shit out.
Yeah, you're way down, you're way past balanced.
Yeah.
Now, what were you calling Shivas, Russell? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what is that? I don't know what that is.
I was kind of Shivas, isn't it?
Is Shivas Regal?
I was about to say something really.
Is that, yeah. I don't know, is that booze?
Well, go ahead and say it.
I'm guessing that's
no,
booze.
I thought you were talking about, I thought you were talking about sitting, was it sitting Shiva, if you're Jewish?
The hell, Trey?
Yeah, that's
that guy
what,
ain't Jewish.
He does that every day.
Goddamn blow.
No, he wasn't sitting Shiva. Trey, you
Shummer Shum.
Russell's a fucking neck from Knoxville and can't say Shivas Regal. He said, give me some. He had some at Shivas Regal, bear.
I don't know what the hell it is, man. What do you want from me? I'm not a damn alcoholic drug addict like you. Get over it.
Stop. Whoa,
goddamn.
I was never an alcoholic.
I'm not. Caterpillar made me a damn functional alcoholic. But boys, I just been out here pressure washing the shop. I didn't get a chance to check on the game because I was at a doubleheader T-ball game. And here in damn Podunk, West Tennessee, the service was about like being at Neyland Stadium or Talladega. Phone would not work for shit. So I got back, finally got to check out the damn scores. And it's great because I work down in Mississippi, and one of my best friends, he's a diehard Mississippi State fan. He graduated from there, and he kept telling me all week. He said, y'all gonna choke. He said, y'all gonna choke. He said, we're on upswing. We're at home. He said, y'all number one. He said, y'all can't hit it out of our park. So I texted him last night, and I still ain't got no damn reply from him.
Yeah, we're going to choke. We're going to choke the life out of you, make you sorry you ever built that ballpark.
We're going to hit it out of their park. It's like Cape fucking Canaveral down there last night.
I mean, three times in a fucking row, seven times the whole goddamn night since Tennessee can't hit it out of a big park. We can only hit it out of small parks.
You missed it tonight, Tommy. Tommy, tonight they had this dude who basically had a shutdown. And they leave him into the seventh inning. And we get a couple of guys on. We're down 3-1. Honcho squirts one through, drives a guy home. We got two guys on for Drew Gilbert, down one. And he takes the first pitch opposite field, just over the fence. And he's run. This pitcher has been talking shit all night to our hitters, telling him to get back in there. He wants to like pitch one pitch every 8 seconds or something. And Gilbert's coming around third base. And what was the direct quote according to Rusty Bear? Bear's got his mic off. I think he said,
Run your mouth now, motherfucker.
That's what I love talking about.
I like how they call the, I love the kid's nickname, Beef. I mean, it's just beautiful, to be honest with you.
Is that the pitcher, Beef?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Beef got cooked tonight.
Yeah, you got shit.
That shit seems kind of generic. You call Beef.
Beef, because you're big.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's kind of generic.
They burnt Boys, the beef.
I'm not a big damn baseball guru, so I'm not going to have a lot of insight on this. But I do love that we're whooping ass, and I've watched a handful of games that are on SEC Network instead of being on that Plus shit, because I ain't doing that shit. But have y'all boys heard from old Justin Hanna? I see him in here. I ain't heard from that motherfucker forever.
I'm here. What's up, guys?
Justin, speak of the devil. There he is.
When Rusty's going fucking free for all night.
Oh, boy. God. Yeah, I mean, hey.
You got a bunch of damn brain surgeons.
Hey, you know what?
I thought goddamn Justin done popped the question and then skipped town on me. I ain't heard from that motherfucker in about a week.
Oh, well. My God. hey, Bear.
Hey, Pussy will do that to you.
He got his new best. Tommy, he's got his new best friend, DR, his brother-in-law. I still don't understand that, Justin.
Hey, we love DR. Fuck Justin, but...
Yeah.
I was gonna say that's all we need now is for to bring in the Duke of Dullards himself, DR Ball.
Oh my God,
he's in here. Bring his ass
on. Hey, Bear, you know Russ is really screwed up. You know why he's screwed up? He's got four shit. NASCAR guys on speaker right now.
No, we're not talking NASCAR.
I'll flush every last one of you too. Try me.
Come on, Russ.
Oh God.
I had to go there.
I couldn't help myself.
Justin, don't get us flushed.
No, I won't. I mean, but I do have to say, we're good. But me and Bear here, and you and Russ are here, TJ. Bear, ZR today, just a masterful performance, right?
Yeah.
Songbird of our generation.
Thank you. And these two damn dullards over here.
I'm a podcast listener because I work and shit. So by the time I get home out in the shop, peeling around, I hear that shit, I go ahead and hit that 30-second button about three times.
What a dullard. See, Bear, I deal the same thing.
You really don't like it, Tommy?
No, I don't. If I want to hear that shit, I go listen to American Idol. Or I go down some old damn podunk bar here in town listening to karaoke.
Hey, look, the only reason ZR had won American Idol is he never signed up for it.
He's incredible.
He is amazing. He's amazing.
Russ doesn't like it. I don't get it.
I'm with Russ on this and the hell with that shit.
Just dullards. I mean, just don't know good music when they hear it.
Hey, exactly. What the hell is a dullard?
I mean, but, hey, by the way, Russ is the one who likes Pearl Jam, too, right?
He's been known to celebrate the catalog.
Oh, God. I mean,
be there, on a bada bada booty bar.
Every song they ever had sounds the same.
Well, by God, if Tony Vitello said he'd like it, you some bitch would be jerking off to it.
That's not true.
No.
And that's way out of line.
Very, very.
Listen to our show. We have a whole back, Tommy. We do a whole segment with it called Jam or Not a Jam.
Yeah, I listen to it every damn time.
And we disagree, and it's very polite. And
well, he's not on these spaces. If he was, I guarantee it. Jimbo wouldn't talk shit about him like he did damn
Saban. Oh, God. You know what? Fuck both them guys. There's no likable person in that whole beef right there. They're both assholes. Am I wrong there, Russ?
I said it was a good old-fashioned douche-off.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's like, who can be the bigger douche? And I'm still trying to figure out who won that one.
I think
Jimbo knocked his ass out by the second round.
You know who won it? Y'all guys yesterday, because y'all had something to talk about at the end of May.
That's it.
Hey, who's coming out winning on the whole deal. And Josh Heupel.
Yeah,
my man.
Hoghead, you know, as ZR likes to call him, because nobody's talking about his dumbass interview from Wednesday. So, because I'm with Jake. I don't want to see him on the sideline. Guys, it just pisses me off to see him in games or anything right now.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Who y'all talking about?
Farmer.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stay off that one. Yeah.
Trey.
Hey, Trey was hating on Fulmer before it was fashionable.
But what
not bashing Fulmer back when everybody still liked it?
That he can't talk shit about Fulmer.
Well, Trey was the Woodward and Bernstein of that whole deal.
This goes back before that.
Trey, what was it? Bear and I were talking today. What was that time we had Fulmer on the show and you asked him something? He got all pissy with you. What did you ask him?
I'm trying to remember what that was, to be honest with you.
He was so pissed off at you.
What the code was for Krispy Kreme on the fuck that?
The question was a little bit out of line, but he definitely overreacted.
I don't think I asked him anything. I mean, I don't think I asked him anything hardcore.
No, it was something totally like Fulmer just getting his panties in a wad. It was like something about the schedule or something. And he just got all bent out of shape about it. It was funny, man.
Oh, I think it was about them replacing an opponent in a home and home with somebody, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he got a little agitated. I mean, I don't know. Everybody wants to say I was hating on Fulmer. I mean, I was just kind of speaking truth.
I used to bash him all the time. No, he used to bash him when everybody loved him, and now that everybody hates him, you won't say a damn thing about him, Trey.
Well, he didn't deserve to be an athletic director. He just didn't. He wasn't Barry Alvarez. He didn't deserve to be an athletic director.
That used to piss Bear off so much when you would say that.
Barry Alvarez sucks as an AD too. I mean,
he did okay for what, like 8 years he was there. But
how many coaches did he go through, Trey?
He only had one fucking Rose Bowls.
Yeah, he had one football coach.
I mean, I'd like to suck as badly as they've sucked the last 15 years.
In football?
Beat the hell out of us more often than not.
I mean, they were at least playing for conference championships going to the Rose Bowl during that time period.
That's all those people care about. Man, if we were a team that, you know, if the SEC had a conference alignment with the Rose Bowl, you don't think all Tennessee fans would be happy as shit if we got to go to Pasadena every year at New Year's?
I think fans would have been happy to go to Provo, Utah in 2 years.
Yeah, that one's weird, man. I don't really blame him, though.
Hell, who knows? I'll go to go to Utah still a while. Hell.
No, you do not. Tommy don't need to go to Utah. Last thing he needs is 7 wives.
Oh, my God. Justin, Hannah, and Tommy and damn Utah.
He'll either end up in jail or...
Damn straight.
We're in church.
Let's get it.
Damn roof fall in. Tommy walks in it, so...
It'd
have been a good trip. Because Tennessee fans travel really well for away games, especially these one-off type of games too, like they did at Oregon or they did at Oklahoma and they've done in the past, like in UCLA and whatnot. I just think they would have traveled well. I think they'd had a good time.
Now, when is our next like one-off, Trey? You follow that more than I do.
You mean just a straight
like
up
home and home with somebody?
Well, I mean, you're going to wrap up Pittsburgh this year, and then we're going to find out what they do with the Oklahoma game. In what's it? 3 years? 3 years?
Yeah, they'll be in the conference by then. So
we're supposed to play them in 2024.
Yeah. I could see Tennessee playing that game. There has been discussions about that. I've been told. With Tennessee and Oklahoma regarding that game. We'll see how that kind of plays out over the next, I don't know, year. But I don't know. Take the Pittsburgh game. Enjoy that one, I guess.
I'm with Barrett.
Nashville.
I think we'd all be great. I'd love to play Notre Dame again.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Bears would be all about it, so.
Well, y'all remember that Georgia game?
We get to play LSU with damn Brian Kelly and his family.
God. Well, you know we're going to beat the shit out of them this year, right?
I think it's a very winnable game. It depend. A lot of it depends on what time that. I mean, if it's like a noon kickoff, like, yeah, I like Tennessee. If it's evening, that could be a different thing.
Now I'll say this about Kelly. Now, we'll beat shit out of him this year, but in 3 years, I don't think anybody will beat shit out of him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I think he's the best coach they've had. I mean, he's the best coach they've had since Saban.
Oh, come on,
Justin. Get the hell out of here, Justin.
Look, the last two guys, they were complete dumbasses. And one national title. Super glue
out. You huffing Krylon out of a paper bag.
He's probably chewing on damn Krylon right now.
Mayor, really. Les Miles, Ogeron, Brian Kelly. Who's the smartest guy in the ring?
Brian Kelly.
Thank you, Trey. Right.
He's down
there. Yeah, but you dumbass just compared him to Nick fucking Saban.
Well, I didn't say he's the best coach they've had since Saban.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yes, the best coach they've had since Saban.
Bass went out of his voice quick there, didn't it, Justin?
Yes, I mean.
I can get it right back in there, Russ. Fuck you. Him sucking Brian going to come in here and start, you know, giving Brian Kelly a reach around. The guy's an idiot.
Oh gosh.
Oh Jesus.
Get me started.
Let's start winding this thing down. Tommy, any parting thoughts?
Hell no. Just fuck Justin, go Vols.
Tommy Ow. TD Davis has left the building.
Oh my gosh. He's such a prick. I'm going to get up here too, guys. Hey, like I said, it's great talking. It's been a while since I've done one of these.
Yeah, we weren't going to do it, but the game just kind of lent itself. I have a feeling we'll be doing a lot more of them starting next week.
And my girlfriend will be just over thrilled to hear this.
Over thrilled?
Yeah, she was overjoyed. I'm sorry. I've had a few drinks. So,
I'm just being a dick. I'm sorry, man.
She's got such a great look on her. She's always excited over her face, you know. She has dreams about me talking to Russ.
Okay, that's weird as shit.
Oh yeah,
I just figured she'd be happy that we took you off her hands for a while and entertained you.
Which that too. So you keeps me distracted for about 30 minutes. So, oh gosh, but guys, I'm gonna get off here. And like I said, y'all have a good night. Dr. Love you, buddy.
See you, Justin.
Dr. Vol. He's a crown prince of cheap shots. Game recognized game though, man. He's good at it. The out the door cheap shot. I think he's better than Phil, honestly.
He's an artiste.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's one of the masters.
All right, we're gonna wrap this thing up here. Let's get Hunter and then Steven in.
Hey, I'm gonna get off, boys. All right. Real quick, updates. Alabama's beating Arkansas 8-6 in the seventh. And Ole Miss is beating Texas A&M 10-5 in the fifth. Those teams are both battling for the West. So that kind of comes down to it. So other than that, we'll talk tomorrow. Y'all have a great night, boys.
See you, man.
See you, man.
Who will win the West? How the West was won.
Oh, that's a great – have you ever heard that – that I think it's a Led Zeppelin. It used to be a bootleg, but I think they've actually released it now. How the West was won, Zeppelin live at – maybe the Fillmore? Don't quote me on that. But that's the one they say is better than the shows they filmed for the movie. I don't know why I'm telling you that.
I don't either. Let's talk to Hunter. Hunter!
Afternoon, gentlemen. It's been rather entertaining, to say the least, but I was going to go back on topic of baseball. As Tennessee fans, we don't have much to complain about. You got plenty of starters, you know, depth, offense, clutch performance, it's all there. But there are, when I look at it, some negatives. You know, you look at, you know, three things. And ultimately, my question is, of these three things, should I really be worried about any of these? And if so, which one the most worried about? Jordan Beck has been a bit of a funk. He obviously had his clutch hit tonight, which is big, but he's been having, you know, a lot more strikeouts. It's just batting average has fallen off quite a bit, and he's looked kind of ugly at times at the plate with those strikeouts. Then you can jump to middle relievers, McLaughlin and Mabry, you know, really on fire start the year. Last couple performances have been off, to say the least. And then third thing being Russell, just as his arm strength, you know, and kudos to him for taking that position on, but it's obviously a weakness. People stealing on us going into SEC play, tournament play. What of those things, what should we be most worried about?
Probably Beck, I would say. Like, we need him to snap out of it. We need him to be a little bit more consistent, I would say. But here, but generally speaking, Hunter, like, I just think this team is so good that we nitpick and we look for things, and we're all thinking about Omaha. We're all thinking about, like, you know, what are some problems that they could run into. And so what few blemishes this team has are, like, magnified. And I think often I'm guilty of this. I mean, like, even last night before we exploded on them, we had like a couple guys left on after the three home run spurt, and I'm like, oh man, you know, we gotta tighten up here. We're swinging at too many pitches is one thing I found myself thinking. We're like, a game we won 27-2, you know. So I think sometimes we do that instead of just sitting back in awe of how good this team is.
No, I totally agree. That's valid. But, you know, as a UT fan, you know, after decades of having your heart ripped out, it's kind of only natural to look for anything negative as you get into prime time, if you will. True. So it's just nitpicking anything and everything. And I agree. I start pissed, you know, why are we swinging the outside pitch? Why are we swinging? It's ridiculous. I do the same. But at the end of the day, you find yourself pissed off. Why aren't we winning by five yet? You know, it's kind of, you laugh at yourself. This is fake. What's wrong with me? But no, I appreciate the time. Always entertaining, guys. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for taking my question.
Thanks, man.
Sign of a great team, Bear. We hold them to a very high standard.
Yeah. And I think for a long time, we had forgotten about that here because we were just so far down in so many sports. And that's kind of what I was saying at the beginning when we first opened, that it's, you know, it's pretty nice right now, man. I'm enjoying it. After all the years of turmoil, and everybody seems to be on the same page over there. And this is just a lot of fun.
On a bit of a heater, I would say.
Yeah. Did you watch the video I sent you of Jefferson?
Jefferson?
DJ?
No.
Yeah, I can see now why, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I'm not saying he's better than, but he's a Jordan Bowden kind of basketball player. So.
You have fallen in love with this comparison. Am I going to hear this for 4 years?
Probably, yeah. Because, I mean, Bowden was one of my all-time favorite Tennessee athletes. The Carter Hornet, great kid.
Dallas is going to blow this, aren't they?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn, dude.
How'd you like to play Draymond Green, dude? That guy's rough.
He's so good at giving that team what they need, like just knowing his role. He's only got 3 points tonight, but he's had such a huge impact on the game.
Oh, yeah. He's the enforcer, man.
He's just a traffic cop. He's a great defender, rebounder, passer, dribbler. He can score if he needs to. He doesn't need to. Here's Luka. See if he puts that in. Nope.
That is weird now that I've gotten back. I'm really watching it this year. And I'll admit it's been a while since I've been this invested in the NBA, even in the playoffs.
It's a great sport, man.
It's just so different than what it used to be.
You say that, though. I mean, this game is going to end up like the first team to 125 points or 130 wins.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
but just how they get there is different.
Yeah, a lot more threes for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, spread out.
It's threes or, you know, at the rim.
All right. Real quickly here, we'll get Cosmo and then the other guy, and then we're out. Cosmo and then Knight. quickly, boys. Let's make your point and then STFU and get out of here. Cosmo, you with us? Turn your mic on, buddy.
Cosmo. Yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Yes. Hey, this is Chris. But yeah, I didn't, obviously excluding tonight's game, I don't know if you saw this tweet yesterday, but Tennessee had had 133 home runs on the year versus 125 earned runs by their pitching. That is insane.
We've got more home runs than earned runs given
correct. Up? Correct. 130, not tonight, 133 awesome. Home runs versus 125 earned runs. That's incredible.
That's why I expect us to win the whole thing if we make it to Omaha. That's a big if.
It is. That's what.
It's hard to tell to get through the regional and the super to get there. But
that's why we need Jake Taylor's speech. Well, there's only one thing left to do, win the whole bleeping thing.
I'd rather have Jared Dickey healthy, but so.
What is he doing, man? Luka doesn't have any help is the problem. Like, I don't think he's playing poorly here. Nobody else stepping up on that team.
No, and it's like, you know, was it Aaron that said it? You got to be able to it's the same thing as, I mean, it's playoffs, it's tournament basketball time. You got to be able to win in multiple ways.
Chris, that's a crazy stat, man. That's nutso. I did not know that. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Anything else? All right, I guess we lost Chris. Let's get Knight in here, and then we're going to call it a night. Knight of the Wind will be our final speaker of the evening. What's
hey,
up,
have
Knight?
We guaranteed ourselves the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, do you think?
That's a good question. Probably.
I would bring some kind of epic collapse next week.
We'd have to lose like three in a row. We'd have to lose tomorrow and then like be two and done in the SEC tournament. I don't see that happening.
And then you'd probably have to see, I can't remember who's, is Oregon State still in second?
Yeah. I mean, even if we did, I don't know if it would be enough.
Yeah. I mean, 2-3, I mean, we're so far, we're just so far out in front of everybody else. We really gapped the field. There was that one graph they put out like 2 or 3 weeks ago. They did it in basketball, they do it in baseball. I can't remember how it was, but like Tennessee was in the very upper right corner, which is basically the best place to be on one of those things, and everybody else was, you know, way away from us. So just with offense to pitching,
we were high in all the good things and low in all the bad things.
Yep.
Is getting the number one seed even that good a thing? Because it feels like every number one seed that's got the number one seed since 1999 has never made it to Omaha. But then again, none of them have been like the Vols are now. So I'm kind of nervous going into the postseason with because everyone's going to be expecting us to win the tournament, and that's just a high bar to fill.
I saw one thing, like if you go back and look at like teams going back to the 70s that had like historic, like incredible regular seasons, most of them, I think, went on to win. I'll look it up this week and we'll talk about it on the show on Monday. Give myself some homework. I'm pretty sure it was like Texas 77, Oklahoma State had a team in there. And I want to say it was something crazy, like a North Carolina team was really good one year. And they went on to win it. So I'm not that scared about it. You know, like Russ said earlier, I'm with Russ. Let's just go ahead and embrace it now. It's who we are.
Knight, appreciate you, buddy. Good night, Knight.
And that's all we can do from here is just basically, don't you think, Russ? Just embrace who we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's go time. You can't worry about what happened in 1999 or what Vanderbilt did when they had so-and-so and so-and-so. It's just like, this is our team, and this is our path, and you try and win every game you play.
Yeah.
Got to bring it.
Which is what I think this bunch does. The outlier for the whole season was that Kentucky series, but that was a weird weekend, man. Really bad weather. And
how about, we never talked about that, but how about Vitello basically, what did he say about that? He said something about the stadium, and then he caught himself and was like, I'll let you guys handle that.
Yeah. I mean, the stadium, it was like a mausoleum in there. It was rainy. There was like 20 Kentucky fans in there, and they wouldn't engage us with any kind of competitive fire, and
which worked for them.
Yeah, it did. And it, you know,
I wouldn't mind seeing them next week down there in Hoover. Run rule their ass.
Oh yeah. 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 I don't want to go until we play Kentucky, and I hate like these gaps in between us competing against them where we haven't beat them in the most recent sport. So I'd love to see them down there in Hoover. Beat the hell out of them.
What time's the game tomorrow?
That I don't know. I imagine it's in the afternoon. It's going to be a scorcher, isn't it? Let's see if I can find that real quick.
My kids' tournament starts tomorrow morning.
What's he batting right now?
What's he batting? Sluggy percentage of 668.
You remember when Jeeger used to call us and he'd give Jeeke Jr.'s statistical breakdown versus lefties and righties? He led the league opposite field home runs against right-handed pitchers. Dude, I want to video you at one of these little leagues.
3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right. That'd be a good one. Nice afternoon game.
Sweep time. Break out the broomsticks. Shoot that, dude. What are you doing? All right. I'm going to go watch the Mavs blow this.
Yeah, I am too.
All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.